we've been doing this whole story, and his mind has been fixated on the end of the girl's bloody leg.
That blood all over it. Blood. Blood, I tell you.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Call him right now.
I'm all bloody.
What?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
What did you say?
By a wheels-off comment.
You said that you were all bloody.
Or technical meltdown.
And as Blitzer stepped up, Greenfield placed his...
What's wrong with you?
What's going on?
I don't know. Are we still on?
Greenfield placed...
What is going on?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
This is so funny. I don't know why this tickles me so much. Greenfield placed his hand in the small of Butcher's back to help him up.
Why is that so funny?
That was the morning that Junior stayed out all night drinking and came back in.
No, I had been watching election coverage the night before, and Greenfield helped Blitzer, or was it the other way around?
By putting his hand in the small of his back.
To get up one step on their set. To help him up, a healthy man, to help him up one step.
A half-second moment.
Why would he put his hand in the small of his back to help him up one step?
It was reflexive.
All right, Starwood Motors brings us the emergency break of the week. We give you the three candidates, and we may take phone calls at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline One, Corby Davidson. You may say this is a bear trap. It's certainly an e-brake. Outside the AAC last Friday, they were talking to fans who were headed into the building for the Mavericks-Spurs contest. And Corby was talking to a couple of women and asked them where their husbands were.
By the way, it's cold. You're wearing a t-shirt. You realize that?
Because we're fans. Yep. We've had to wear a t-shirt to support our team.
Okay.
Who's with man?
Do they have? Are you got? Now, are you currently married? Both of you?
I am.
You are? You?
No.
Oh, what happened?
He died of cancer.
Oh my God!
Oh, dear
God, Corby.
Okay. God.
Oh, God.
I am so
Corby.
Sorry.
What happened?
You know what? Get your asses in there and enjoy this basketball game.
Okay.
Go.
God. Well, that's a bear trap moment there.
He died of cancer.
And, of course, she couldn't hear Mike and Danny groaning and yelling and the sound effects that were played.
The woman didn't have to snap that shut on him, though.
Right.
He passed away.
Right.
I mean, she introduces the big C word and or one of the C words.
All right. Well, that's very uncomfortable. And so was this moment here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Gordo with the wireless, and he stumbled into something very unfortunate when he talked to someone who actually was helping those victims of Hurricane Katrina at the Superdome. Ask her about tonight's media party.
What about tonight's media party?
It's supposed to be a big throwdown at Mardi Gras World.
Ask her if she survived Katrina.
Did you survive Katrina?
Unfortunately, no. I lost everything.
You did? Oh. You lost everything?
Way to go, Gordon.
She was in the Superdome.
She was in the Superdome?
You had to be in the Superdome?
Well, I'm in the Air National Guard. And we had to help the civilians. So while I'm inside helping people, my house got flooded.
Way to go, Gordon.
Well, so describe the scene inside the Superdome. Did it smell pretty bad?
Yes. Mass chaos. But I'm not supposed to talk about it.
Talk about it.
Jesus. We're trying to get past Katrina, okay. That's why.
Well, in that case, yes, it smelled really bad.
Okay. Nice job. When you're talking to people here from this city.
Yeah.
It was their biggest disaster in the city's history.
What do you
mean? It's not something just to talk about in the... So what's going on with that?
Yeah, Gordon, I can't believe you asked her that even though I fed you that question.
He feeds me the question, and you're pissed at me, George.
You didn't have to ask it.
Yeah.
And you too.
Me?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. You watch yourself too.
You know, people here will openly talk about Katrina. You guys act like it's something they don't want to
talk
about.
Well, I think if you respectfully talk to them about it, but
I
not
did
like
respectfully
he does.
Talk about
I've talked to a lot of people
about Katrina'd.
It.
What? And are you all Katrina'd?
The weird way that you talk about it is weird.
She said,
it's very offensive.
She said there were 38,000 Katrinas packed into the Superdome.
Right there.
What?
That's enough out of you. You're up for an e-break. And look what you've done to Norm. It's one thing that you've done this to Junior, but now you've made Norm crazy.
Can you believe this?
It's all your fault.
Everything's always going to be my fault with you.
Well, listen to the line from Norm, and it's something that he got from Gordo.
Jeez.
His phone was acting up. Norm's phone was, and he was
talking about a text. He got a text, and he wanted me to read it.
A strange text.
So he hands me his phone, and his phone has stuff all over it. I mean, it just was gross. And so I asked him about it.
No, it's Buying Ammo.
I appreciate that.
Maker Olin Corp.
Call for color.
What is with this phone? What is all over this thing? That is nasty.
It's my DNA.
I didn't even know if you... What?
It's my DNA.
He just...
smacked, I think.
Oh, my God.
Let's just go to bed.
Have a great day.
We've officially lost Norm.
Let's start the show next.
Go to bed.
I'm telling
See,
you.
See, that is one of your lines that he just... But, yeah, I think Norm has...
He had a few
up.
Drinks in him.
Did he?
Yeah, I could smell it on him as soon as he showed up for a show.
That's a bad sign, early in the morning like that. All right, so those are your three candidates, Corby, Gordo, or Norm, at 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hello?
Hello, music. This is the corner job. I vote for Gordo.
Horrible.
Great callback.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
I vote for Corby's cancerous jambalaya back splatter.
Say Corby, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
The 55th win for Gordon Keith.
Is that the right total?
Is that the right total?
That's pretty close. Wow. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yolanda, I'm right here.
Yes, ma'am.
I need a nominal vote for the 38,000 Katrina. Happy Super
Bowl!
Love you!
Bye.
Fake Natalie memes. 38,000 Katrinas.
Don't laugh at that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Don. Here's this.
Yeah.
Gordon. Dan and Dusty. Ruben's boss. Give me Gordon. Muzzle, muzzle.
Every week.
That's my favorite caller.
T. Come on.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for George Dunham and the Mean Green for Homer Call.
Yeah, that's at another time for bad radio. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, my vote for Norm's DNA all over Gordo's hand.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Joe Kinlon, and I vote for number one.
Corby?
Hey, by the way, we believe we're going to have your brothers on the show at 8:40.
Oh,
coming up at 8:40.
I don't know if that's confirmed or not.
I think it is.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Norm's DNA is the way of the future.
Let's hope not. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I would like to vote for Norm's Bloody Love DNA.
Gosh.
Almighty.
Hi, you're voting on the Super Bowl emergency break of the week.
I'd like to vote for Corby, please.
Thank you. Man, we got a close vote this week. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hey, this is Monty Clifton. Is this Ruby?
Is this who? Yeah, hello. Who you vote for?
Gordo. This is,
Monty just fell asleep.
Well, we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Gordon Keith has
please.
Won the e-break once again.
How is this worse than Corby's?
I don't know. I think Corby's is worse, too, but he didn't win the vote.
Right.
You won the vote. Ask her about tonight's media party.
What about tonight's media party?
It's supposed to be a big throwdown at Mardi Gras World.
Ask her if she survived Katrina.
Did you survive Katrina?
Unfortunately, no. I lost everything.
You did? Oh. You lost everything?
Way to go, Gordon.
She was in the Superdome.
She was in the Superdome?
You had to be in the Superdome?
Well, I'm in the Air National Guard.
What?
And we had to help the civilians. So while I'm inside helping people, my house got flooded.
Way to go, Gordon.
Well, so describe the scene inside the Superdome. Did it smell pretty bad?
Yes. Mass chaos. But I'm not supposed to talk about it.
Talk about it.
Jesus, we're trying to get past Katrina.
Okay.
That's why.
Well, in that case, yes, it smelled really bad.
So is this Gordo's 55th win?
It is the 55th win for the Community Theater. Yes.
I thought that sounded just about right.
Second win this year. We've only been doing it 5 weeks.
And yes, he does have a dream of community theater
the
someday.
Bard of Community Theater.